I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Lebanon is a country divided by religion, politics, and allegiances. One of the most divisive issues is whether the Shiite group Hezbollah should give up its weapons. But tomorrow, Lebanon's rival political leaders are scheduled to come together to talk about that very issue. The discussions have been on hold since war broke out between Hezbollah and Israel in 2006. The World's Aaron Schachter has the story.
The talks are to tackle what's euphemistically called the National Defense Strategy. The governing coalition maintains the government should be the body that makes decisions on war and peace. But Hezbollah says it reserves the right to attack and defend against Israel. The resistance, as Hezbollah is known here, is hailed for driving Israel out of Lebanon in 2000. But many condemn it for provoking a month-long war with Israel in the summer of 2006.
Nothing will happen. Everybody knows it. And, you know, they want to give people the impression that there is hope, that they are doing something.
Hilal Kashan chairs the political science department at the American University Beirut. He's one of the many here who's pessimistic about the outcome of tomorrow's so-called unity talks. But Kashan says after deadly street battles in May and recent fighting in the north, Lebanon's president felt he had to act.
Our new president sees himself as a conflict manager. So, you see, he has to do something. He has to make some sort of movement during this period of uncertainty in Lebanon and the region.
But not everyone is so cynical about the national unity dialogue. Lebanon's information minister Tarek Mitri says you shouldn't discount the benefits of just sitting down to talk.
Dialogue is a process. The means are as important as the end. So when you use the word dialogue, you're suggesting that there are problems that you may not solve in one, two, three, four, or five sessions, but at least you develop ways and means by which those problems can be addressed.
Tomorrow's talks are the long-awaited follow-up to a 2006 initiative. During those meetings, the same 14 pro- and anti-Syrian leaders held several roundtable meetings in a bid to forge political unity. Those get-togethers were interrupted by the Israel-Hezbollah war. Now that the talks are about to resume, Hezbollah has thrown a new wrench in the works. Over the weekend, Hezbollah's deputy secretary set three conditions for the dialogue: that all participants agree Israel is the single enemy, that all parties commit to building a strong, just, balanced, capable state, and finally, that everyone agrees the goal is, quote, providing the necessary means to liberate the land and secure defense through the National Defense Strategy. By that, he means that Hezbollah continues to be both an army and a political movement. Fareed Shadid of the news site LebanonWire.com says that won't work.
As long as there are weapons in Lebanon and everybody is arming, there is no hope peace will come to Lebanon unless by miracle.
Shadid points out perhaps the biggest problem is that nearly all the 14 participants at tomorrow's meeting have the backing of some outside power: Saudi Arabia, Syria, Iran, or the West. And he says it's never easy to know when politicians are doing what they think is best for Lebanon or for their patrons. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Beirut.